Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Government clears 6 proposals for various sectors worth 95,000 crore rupees. Approves package of nearly 70,000 crore rupees to boost country's shipbuilding and maritime sector. Cabinet sanctions productivity-linked bonus for 78 days to railway employees, also gives nod to major expansion of postgraduate and undergraduate medical education capacity. 71 Maoists surrender in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh. Prohibitory orders imposed in Leh following violent protests over demand for Ladakh's statehood and extension of 6th schedule. Super Typhoon Ragasa wreaks havoc across Southeast Asia. 17 people killed in Taiwan and 4 in Philippines. And in Men's T20 Asia Cup cricket, Super Fours clash between India and Bangladesh underway at Dubai. And now the news in detail. The government has approved 6 major proposals with a total investment outlay of around 95,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the decisions taken in today's Union Cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
Decisions worth around 95,000 crore rupees have been taken in today's cabinet meeting. These decisions cover several sectors, railways, highways, railway bonus matters, and shipbuilding. Major reforms include a fellow program for our human resources and research and development activities, along with an increase in the number of seats in medical education.
The minister said the cabinet has approved a comprehensive package of nearly 70,000 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime sector.
Shipping and maritime sector, Bharat ke liye.
The shipping and maritime sector is a strategic sector for India, and today a package of about 70,000 crore rupees has been approved, to be precise 69,725 crore rupees. It is a 10-year program. We all know the importance of this program. Shipbuilding is the mother of heavy engineering. If one person works in shipbuilding, 5 more people get employment because of that one person working in the shipbuilding industry. This is the employment multiplier factor.
That is the employment multiplier factor.
The government also cleared payment of productivity-linked bonus PLB of 78 days to 10.91 lakh railway employees.
There is a big news for railway employees. Our productivity-linked bonus has been approved. Today in the cabinet, the Honorable Prime Minister announced that a bonus of 1,866 crore rupees for 78 days will be given to all railways employees. Around 10,90,000 employees will benefit from this.
Payment of PLB to eligible railway employees is made each year before Durga Puja and the Dussehra holidays. In other major decisions, the Cabinet gave its nod to the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, Council of Scientific and Industrial Research Scheme on Capacity Building, and Human Resource Development for the period of the 15th Finance Commission cycle 2021-22 to 2025-26. The government also approved major expansion of postgraduate and undergraduate medical education capacity in the country. Under the third phase of centrally sponsored scheme, 5,000 postgraduate seats will be added. Simultaneously, CSS will be extended to create 5,023 MBBS seats. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved doubling of the Bakhtiarpur Rajgir Tilaiya railway line section and construction of 4-lane Sahibganj Are Raj Betia section of the National Highway 139W in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman launched the Goods and Services Appellate Tribunal in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, Ms. Sitharaman expressed confidence that the forum will become a true symbol of justice for taxpayers, a pillar of trust for businesses, and a catalyst for India's continued economic growth. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system, People can now avail the benefits of GST reforms, which were already implemented from the 22nd of this month. Under the new structure, the GST Council has simplified the earlier four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28% into a two-tier structure of 5 and 18%. By reducing the tax rate on a wide range of goods and services, the reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens. We have a report.
In order to provide relief to the common man, the government has slashed the GST on dried fruits such as almonds, hazelnut, dates and figs from 12% to 5% to promote healthy eating habits and provide healthy and affordable snack alternative to the people. Similarly, the tax rate on diabetic food including special dietary products has also been reduced to 5% from the previously taxed 12% to ease the financial burden on diabetic patients. Along with that, the rates of GST on dry fruits has also been brought down from 12% to 5%, ensuring improved household nutrition. This decision aims to promote affordable, healthier lifestyles, ensure cheaper, health-conscious diet, and encourage citizens to adopt healthier lifestyles. Talking to Akashwani News, Aman, a resident of Delhi, has welcomed the move.
सरकार ने जो डिसीजन लिया है हेल्दी फूड पर से जीएसटी हटाने का
आई एम वेरी हैप्पी विद द गवर्नमेंट्स डिसीजन टू रिमूव जीएसटी ऑन हेल्दी फूड माय डाइट इंक्लूड्स ड्राई फ्रूट्स एंड डाइटी प्रोडक्ट्स एंड नाउ विद देयर रेट्स कमिंग डाउन आई विल बेनिफिट अ लॉट विद द फेस्टिवल सीजन अप्रोचिंग पीपल यूजुअली गिफ्ट ड्राई फ्रूट्स एंड विद द रिड्यूस्ड रेट्स मिडिल क्लास फैमिलीज विल ऑल्सो बी एबल टू सेलिब्रेट फेस्टिवल्स वेल एंड दिस इज नॉट ओनली बेनिफिशियल फॉर अस बट शॉपकीपर्स विल ऑल्सो बेनिफिट बिकॉज नाउ पीपल विल परचेज दीज आइटम्स मोर एंड मोर
चीजों को ज्यादा से ज्यादा परचेज करेंगे
रोहन पौर आकाशवाणी न्यूज दिल्ली
गाइडेड बाय द मंत्र ऑफ सेवा एंड सुशासन दैट इज पब्लिक सर्विस एंड गुड गवर्नेंस द गवर्नमेंट अंडर प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज बीन वर्किंग टायरलेसली टू ब्रिंग ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन एंड प्रोग्रेस आकाशवाणी न्यूज ब्रिंग्स फॉर आवर लिसनर्स अ स्पेशल सीरीज सेवा पर्व In today's episode, we take a look at how the Narendra Modi government is harnessing creativity and technology through the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, or WAVES, to make India a global hub of media and entertainment. We have a report.
The Narendra Modi government has a vision to harness the soft power of India through content, creativity and culture to become a global leader. A part of the vision was the first edition of World Audio Visual Entertainment Summit, WAVES, in Mumbai, which was held from 1st to 4th of May this year. The objective of the event was to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation by bringing together creators, startups, industry leaders and policymakers from across the world. Inaugurating WAVES in Mumbai, Prime Minister Modi underlined that India's creative economy can contribute positively to the GDP.
Bharat ki creative economy aane wale varshon mein GDP mein apna yogdan aur badha sakti hai. Aaj Bharat film production, digital content, gaming, fashion aur music ka global hub ban raha. Aaj global animation market ka size 430 बिलियन डॉलर से ज्यादा का है अनुमान है कि अगले 10 सालों में ये डबल हो सकता है ये भारत की एनिमेशन और ग्राफिक इंडस्ट्री के लिए बहुत बड़ा अवसर है
In line with Prime Minister's vision of leveraging creativity, technology and talent to shape a brighter future, WAVES integrated films, OTT, gaming, comics, digital media, AI, AVGC XR, broadcasting and emerging technology, making it a comprehensive showcase of India's media and entertainment prowess. Eminent actor Aamir Khan applauded the initiative.
It's a very good initiative which is focusing on entertainment in India and the various aspects of entertainment, not just filmmaking, you know, gaming, AI, long-form telling. So all of this is going to get a real boost, I think. So I think it's a wonderful initiative that the Prime Minister has launched.
UNESCO's Lazare Ilondo also commended India for its vision to foster innovation.
I would like to commend India for organizing this event with the vision to foster innovation and growth within the media and entertainment sector.
With a diverse range of challenges and an unparalleled platform for collaboration, WAVES has made a lasting impact on the future of India's media and entertainment landscape.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. In Chhattisgarh, 71 Maoists, including 21 women, surrendered before the security forces in Dantewada district today. Police said 30 of them were carrying a combined report of 64 lakh rupees. The Maoists surrendered under the influence of their Lone Varatu or Return to Home campaign being run in the district. Officials informed that under the state government's rehabilitation policy, the surrendered Maoists will be provided an incentive of 50,000 rupees each, along with other facilities including skill development training. Authorities have imposed strict restrictions in Leh following violent protests demanding the advancement of proposed talks with the centre on extending the Sikh schedule and granting statehood to Ladakh. Our correspondent has the details.
District Magistrate Leh has issued an order under Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita BNSS 2023 for maintaining law and order in District Leh. As per the order, no procession, rally or march shall be carried out without prior approval from competent authority in Leh. No use of loudspeakers mounted on vehicles. No one is allowed to make statements which has potential to disturb the public tranquility and which may lead to law and order problem in the district. Assembly of 5 or more persons shall remain prohibited within the jurisdiction of District Leh. For Akashwani News, Khurshid Yusuf from Leh, Ladakh.
Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, has strongly condemned the violent incidents and appealed for peace. He said that the centre is ready to talk and the violent incidents that occur today in Leh are against the history and legacy of Ladakh. The Congress and the Rashtriya Janata Dal-led Grand Alliance in Bihar today released the first part of their joint election manifesto ahead of the state assembly polls, making several announcements for the extremely backward classes, EBCs. The document, Ati Pichra Nyay Sankalp, was released after the Congress Working Committee, CWC, meeting in Patna. It was released by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Senior Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi, RJD Leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav, Vikasshil Insan Party Chief Mukesh Sahani, along with senior leaders of the left parties. In the resolution, Ati Pichra Nyay Sankalp, the alliance promised 30% reservation for EBCs in various posts in municipal bodies and panchayati institutions. In addition, it pledged to enact a law for the EBCs on the lines of the SCs and STs Prevention of Atrocities Act. Super Typhoon Ragasa has wreaked havoc across Southeast Asia, including Taiwan, Hong Kong, Philippines and South China, leaving a trail of widespread destruction. In Taiwan, 17 people have died while 18 have been injured as the powerful storm continued to batter its coastal areas, bringing heavy rainfall. 4 people lost their lives in Philippines. Nearly 2 million people have been evacuated from southern China. And in cricket, India were 128 for 4 in 14.1 overs against Bangladesh in the Super Fours clash of Men's T20 Asia Cup at Dubai a short while ago. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and opted to bowl. Today's winner will confirm their place in the final. Both teams have won their first game of the Super Four stage. India defeated Pakistan for the second time in the tournament, whereas Bangladesh defeated Sri Lanka. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government clears 6 proposals for various sectors worth 95,000 crore rupees. Approves package of nearly 70,000 crore rupees to boost country's shipbuilding and maritime sector. Cabinet sanctions productivity-linked bonus for 78 days to railway employees, also gives nod to major expansion of postgraduate and undergraduate medical education capacity. 71 Maoists surrender in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh. Prohibitory orders imposed in Leh following violent protests over demand for Ladakh statehood and extension of 6th schedule. Super Typhoon Ragasa wreaks havoc across Southeast Asia, 17 people killed in Taiwan and 4 in Philippines. And in Men's T20 Asia Cup cricket, Super Fours clash between India and Bangladesh underway at Dubai. That's all in the News at 9. Good night.